People aren't always who they seem to be, or at least they aren't in the so-called comedy Why Torture Is Wrong and the People Who Love Them, now playing at Firehouse Theater Project. Playwright Christopher Durang, who has something to say about the world after 9/11, spins the tale of a young woman who asks her bizarre family to help her get away from the man she married while under the influence of a date rape drug he slipped into her drink at a bar. Felicity, the young woman at the center of the play, suspects that her quick-tempered husband, Zamir, who claims to be Irish, is indeed a terrorist. His violent rants lead her to believe he will kill her. She seeks solace from her mother, Luella, who is obsessed with her Broadway musicals, and her father, Leonard, a clandestine member of a shadow government whose home office has a bevy of guns and a sampling of torture equipment. Whether it was Durang's point or not, the craziness in this household depicts the crazy times we live in. When Leonard decides to take matters into his own hands, using some questionable interrogation techniques on Zamir, Felicity tries to make everything right by going back in time. Irene Ziegler takes on the role of Luella with gusto. She is delightfully off-kilter as a whacked-out modern-day June Cleaver of Leave It to Beaver days. Bill Patton, who plays the slightly deranged Leonard, gives a convincing performance. Arash Mokhtar is equally convincing as the volatile Zamir. He brings an energy to the role that makes his transitions from everyday conversations to tyrannical ramblings seem normal. As Felicity, Eva De Virgilis has fun with her task of sorting it all out. She takes Nervous and Confused to a new level. One of the biggest stars of the evening is Edwin Slippick's innovative revolving set, which whirls the action from one scene to another. Each scenic backdrop in rotation is spot on. Why Torture Is Wrong and the People Who Love Them is well acted. It is, however, a biting play that won't resonate with everyone, especially audiences that don't care for full nudity or the suggestion of torture. It runs through December 4th at Firehouse Theater Project. For JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.